Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Giovanni Cortolo back on the show. Giovanni is one of our favorite people in the Brain Trust. He's been joining us now for more than 10 years. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital, carrying our mail for us up there and doing a great job of what as best that he can of protecting small business interests. And so that makes him one of our heroes. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. You mentioned 10 years. Gosh, I didn't realize it was that long. I mean, good grief.
Coming up on 11. We're closer to 11 than 10. So we thank you. We thank you for all the good work you're doing there at the Chamber and for all you do for small business. Now, folks, stay with us. I need your attention on this because Giovanni's going to talk about some things, and some of the things he's going to talk about is going to be a little bit in the weeds. But just stay with us because some of this is going to affect you and me and our small businesses. All of it is going to affect us indirectly. Some of it's going to our businesses indirectly. Some of it's going to affect it directly. So, Giovanni, this is a crazy time right now. The 113th Congress is going away. It is becoming extinct by the hour, and we're only a couple of weeks away from the 114th Congress. So as the 113th wraps up, talk to us about some of the drama that's been going on and some of the things that are either getting done or not getting done.
Well, gosh, I tell you, when you say the 113th Congress, understand it's the least productive Congress in the history of Congress.
Wow.
But the one thing they have
Because why?
Well, because you had a Senate that wanted to protect their members from any votes one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Reed, Harry Reed, for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that's where the gridlock was.
Yeah.
And, the one thing they have to do is fund the government.
Yeah.
And that's where the drama really started, because we're getting away from this continuing resolution. They call it a CR.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is basically they say, yes, we're going to continue funding the government at existing or a little bit less levels, which you don't do in your own household or your own business, because you want to tailor programs and agencies to the best and worst of what they're doing. So they engaged in this negotiation process with the House and the Senate. Of course, you have the Democrats in control of the Senate and the Republicans in the House, and they came up with the $1.1 trillion package.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a combination of some programs were given more money, some less, and that's the negotiation wasn't one-sided. It was very well done with the White House, and so now they have the package, and it falls within the limits of the sequestration, which is a deal they made.
Right.
By the way, just point out, it's less funding for the government than George Bush had as a percentage.
The budget is actually lower, isn't it? It's
correct.
It's lower than it was under Bush. So, and we can thank sequestration for that. So, folks, if you like a government not spending as much money as it was, which is what sequestration, which a lot of people were mad at, thought it was awful. Sequestration has actually accomplished the lower budget when we haven't been able to do that for 15 years.
Yeah, you have less funding for EPA, dramatic less funding, less funding
I like that.
For IRS.
I like that.
You know, and I mean, people can disagree as to whether what's being funded, but the fact is it is less funding overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a package that has to be passed.
Yeah.
So
this is the $1.1 trillion
funding packages
that you've been seeing. You've been seeing that number in the papers, probably, and online, maybe on the news channels. So go ahead.
So now you have a lot of liberals, a lot of conservatives that are just totally unhappy.
This is making strange bedfellows, isn't it? Tell them why. I've only got 30 seconds. Tell them why those two groups are together on this.
Well, for one, there's the immigration issue that a lot of conservatives wanted to defund immigration and health care, and then a lot of liberals, some of the provisions in there, rolled back the Dodd-Frank bill, which is the financial...
So there's something in there for both sides of the extremes to hate? That kind of makes me like it, I think. Giovanni,
I agree.
Sounds like maybe this is something you and I can get behind. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about what's going on in your nation's capital after these messages with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.